From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome. Today we're going to tackle a tough subject. I think my boss is unethical. What should I do about it? As I record this podcast, the media world is still abuzz over the Roger Ailes scandal at Fox News here in the United States. Ailes, the creator and longtime head of the Fox News network, lost his job in the wake of charges that he sexually harassed multiple female employees. Now, dealing with a situation just like that was the focus of the advice column, the management column I write for the Columbia Journalism Review, in which I am asked questions. So let me share the question and answer with you. Vanessa Gerazzi, the CJR interim editor-in-chief, asked me, "The Roger Ailes saga continues with recent reports that he used Fox resources to investigate various personal enemies, including journalists. What should managers or staffers do if they feel a boss is behaving unethically, from sexually harassing employees to misspending company money?" Here's my reply. Each new revelation from New York Magazine's Gabriel Sherman, who's owned the Fox story, reminds us how difficult it can be to speak truth to power. It's especially daunting when that power is at the absolute top of the food chain and creates a culture where aberrant behavior is normal and those who oppose it are viewed as underperformers. And don't assume this is a one-off situation. Go back and reread the late David Carr's takedown of the pigpen environment that flourished under a man named Sam Zell's watch at the Tribune Company. Then think about how easily the terms politically correct or playing the insert race, gender, or victim here card are invoked today to silence those who call out words and deeds that are morally incorrect. So what can you do as the victim of or witness to wrongdoing by a manager? Remember one very important word: document. Do it in every legal way you can. Make notes, write down dates and quotes, keep a clear record of who else was present. In the Fox case, several women apparently taped conversations with Ailes. Presumably this was done in New York, a one-party consent state. If you're considering this route, be sure to check local statutes first, as it is a crime in some states to record a conversation without the consent of both parties. Tell trusted colleagues what you know and quietly try to identify others whose experience mirrors yours. Build allies and a body of evidence. A good human resources department, your union steward, or your attorney needs it. And you, of course, need to keep copies. Now, as you are documenting the wrongdoing, make certain you hang on to every positive evaluation, pat on the back memo, performance metric, or other proof of your good reputation. In the event of management retaliation, you'll be better positioned to prevail in litigation or arbitration. Most of all, hold on to your dignity and self-esteem. It's soul-crushing to feel powerless or that you're an enabler as you methodically work to challenge or escape your supervisor or the system. Have a good support network, especially someone knowledgeable who can coach you through this mess made by others. Let me also use this moment to say that these continuing issues are another reason diversity is so important in organizations, especially at the top. It's harder to normalize injustice when people who have been its victims have the clout to make genuine change. Again, that was from the August column that I write for the Columbia Journalism Review. You know, going public and filing lawsuits are also options in sexual harassment cases. Each can be effective, but also carry potential expense and risk. That's why it's imperative you have good advisors and a clear strategy. Boy, I wish we didn't have to talk about topics like this at all. Because leadership should always be about integrity, the positive, constructive use of power. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler from Loyola University School of Communication, Chicago.